Let's put you on speaker. How did you come up with the title Beauty Mark?
So Beauty Mark is, it's a reference in the film. There's a direct reference that I won't give away, but but the idea of Beauty Mark is, you know, the story is about this woman, young woman, Angie, who is a survivor of abuse, and the movie deals with the cycles of abuse and the reality of that, and you know, psychology of families, like it's handed down generationally, and so it's about this woman who, you know, in a way, like, you know, has a mark on her, right? Or another way of looking at it is like she, you know, she is going for, you know, her mark, to aim to shoot and hit her mark, which is, you know, she needs to, she's put in a position of where she has no money, she's losing her house, and she has this young child, and her mother, Catherine Curtin, who, she was, remember Love, Janice?
Yes, I remember, she was the star of that.
Yeah, she's also on Orange is the New Black, and so she's playing, she plays the mother, and so Angie has to take care of them, and like, as they're losing their house with no money, she decides to go get the money from her abusive past.
Right.
This man who has money, and so that's where, that's also, like, a mark, something that she's aiming for. So it has multiple meanings, and then also the actual contextual meaning where it comes up in the film.
Right. Okay. Well, it's just so sad. The film is a really, it's a really powerful movie, you know, very powerful. It's part of the Me Too movement. I mean, I think it's like the whole point of it is that what you're trying to show about how that, you know, survivors have to fight for their rights and stop this from happening?
Very much so. I mean, the film is, you know, a really difficult film, and that's on purpose, you know, and that, you know, so where we filmed in Louisville, and, you know, the area is a very poverty-stricken area, and that, you know, the reality for, you know, poverty for many people is something that is really, really difficult, and you don't get any air, and you don't get to come up for a break. And so, you know, if you are, if you have everything sort of lined up exactly where you just have, like, enough to pay your rent and enough to do this, if anything goes out of whack, your entire life falls apart, and there's nothing to be done to help you. And so the movie is dealing with that, and that's where, like, the reality of the film is, like very difficult. But, and is, you know, moves at a very fast pace, though, because she needs to solve this problem very quickly.
She needs to get that $1,700. She needs to get the $1,700.
That's right.
Yeah, so I don't want to spoil anything, but... it's very, it's really, it's just a powerful, powerful film, very powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been playing, so we premiered at the LA Film Festival, and Auden Thornton, who is the lead actress, she won Best Actress there, and it's been, you know, doing really well at festivals. And what's amazing, though, is that when people see the film, it, you know, it starts a conversation. Like, so we made this film before... you know, the Me Too movement became the thing that it is now.
Really?
You know, and so it was, you know, making this film, was, this was not something that people wanted to talk about at
all. Of course.
And, you know...
When did you make it, and how long did it take to make the film? Like, how long... When did you write it?
In December 2014, and then we filmed it in June 2016.
June of 2016, wow.
2016, and then it premiered in June of 2017.
Got it. It's a long process to make this film.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, when how did you come up with the idea of, what I mean is, like, when did you, like, you wrote the, you wrote this, and you, you know, maybe, I'm curious, you were, you're a theater actor, really, and what made you decide to go from theater to film?
Sure. So, as an actor, I, you know, I've written musicals, and I've written plays since I was little, and as, like, my acting career, I started doing more independent film. And so I started writing film. And I finally decided to make, well, I made some shorts, and then I decided to make this feature film. And this film is inspired by true events that happened to one of the film's producers. And so
oh,
that's
really?
Where the idea came from.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, so it's inspired by true events, and I thought this is something that needs to be told.
Absolutely.
You know, and at the time, in 2014, you know, that was something that people really didn't want anything to do with, of like, you know, the statistics on, you know, sexual abuse, like child sexual abuse, like
mm-hmm.
people hear that. When people are listening to this podcast right now, that reaction inside of you of, I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
Like, that is the reason that it happens so much, is
mm-hmm.
that we as a society do not want to talk about it.
Yes.
But because we don't talk about it, then it can just continue because people are too uncomfortable to say anything.
Right.
And so I just thought it was really important to make a film about it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this film can help stop predators from attacking
yeah.
other, you know, women. You know, it's
yeah.
just...
Yeah, I mean, I think that in a way it can, and especially I've had, you know, we had a big premiere on Monday
mm-hmm.
here in New York. It was the New York City premiere, and there have been so many people, you know, that come up to you and tell you, like, actually, that happened to me. And the statistics are crazy. It's 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys. And so
oh.
you're talking about, like... like a huge majority of the population.
Yes.
And so people don't want to hold that in. And so this movie actually gives people an excuse to express that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really beautiful along the way to see that happen.
Right. And you know Laura Bell Bundy because I know she's been in a lot of shows, Hairspray on
yeah.
Broadway.
Yeah.
You know, and you got her. She's actually starring in the film. I thought that was... She was excellent in it, especially, like, at the end part I really enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Laura Bell's a really special actress and really special person, and she's from Kentucky, so that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we shot. And so
mm-hmm.
She was my first choice for the role. It was,
mm-hmm.
like, the number one, like, perfect fit. And, you know, and she has been doing, you know, a lot of TV comedy, and this was,
yes.
I was like, hey, Laura Bell, I want you to do... this really dramatic role,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for her, that was a challenge that excited her, and, you know, we got to really work on this, and her work is so great in this, and it's something
mm-hmm.
that she doesn't usually get to do, and, you know, I'm excited for people to see her do this kind of, like, really dramatic acting work where she's, you know, sensational.
Right. Well, wasn't she in Nashville, that television show, Nashville?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. One of the producers of the film, Bridget Berger, who
mm-hmm.
actually was a Broadway actress, and she was in Jersey Boys for a long time
oh,
on
yeah.
Broadway as Mary Delgado, and she was in
mm-hmm.
Curtains and a bunch of things. She is one of the main producers of the film.
Oh, great.
And she actually, she's originally from Nashville, and she actually was the acting coach on Nashville for those kids.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we... yeah, and so since we were filming in Kentucky, it ended up being this thing because I've known her since actually auditioning for Carnegie Mellon when we were 17. We were been friends all these years.
Oh, great.
And, yeah, and that's also how we got Madison Eisman, who plays Pam in the film. Bridget, like, had been working with her on another show down in Nashville, and then
mm-hmm.
Madison, like, now if you saw Jumanji, she was in the Jumanji, she switches bodies with Jack Black. She's terrific.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Yeah, that was Madison.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
for
a
sure.
cute movie, that movie. I like that. I have
yeah.
a thing for The Rock,
yeah.
so.
Exactly, yeah. What's funny is that Laura Bell was in the original Jumanji, and then
really?
Madison was in this latest one.
Oh, that's interesting.
A funny circle of Jumanjis.
Yes, that's pretty funny. Laura Bell was in the original? I never saw the original.
Yes.
I now have to go
good
back
fit.
And see the original. Or I saw
yeah,
it so
yeah.
many years
yeah.
ago, I don't
like,
remember it.
Like 10 or something. She's really young in it.
Oh,
like,
wow. How exciting.
Like, ruthless, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So what's next for you? This movie is something that, you know, people should really see. It creates dialogue. It's a really good message. And, you know, it's hard to watch because it's so... It gets you in the stomach, you know. It gets you in
yeah.
the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know.
Yeah.
But it's something that people need to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there, you said it's on Amazon. It's going to be on Amazon Prime.
It's on everything. It was released yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's on iTunes, Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Fandango Now, Vudu, everything, and it's right now. number 16 on iTunes of top independent films. So, like, of all independent films, it's literally number 16 right now, which is pretty
That's
amazing.
Huge. And it just came out. That's pretty impressive.
It just came out yesterday, yeah, so it's crazy.
How did it get so big, so fast? You have a
good... Well, because we've been playing festivals for a year, so people, like, and it did really well, and so people wanted to see it, and you know, and just getting press out there, and, you know, there are a lot of fans of the film, because the film, like, it's really difficult, but it really makes a huge impact on people, and so they feel like it's important for people to see, and, you know, people always go, like, you know, this film stayed with me for days afterwards.
Absolutely. So, it made me want to watch it again. Like, I would watch it in parts, and then I'd be like, I have to find out what happens to her, you know? I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And then, you know, Auden Thornton, who plays the lead, you know, she went to Juilliard, and she's done, like, you know, some off-Broadway plays, and she did a production of The Seagull with Kate Burton. And
oh, wow.
So brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So brilliant, and, you know, everyone should see it just to see her. But then Kathy and Catherine, and Deidre Lovejoy is in the film. She's a supporting role who, you know, she was one of the leads of the show The Wire, but she was also, she's been on Broadway a few times. She was in Lucky Guy, you know, with Tom Hanks, and she was in Six Degrees of Separation, and she's been in a bunch of stuff. So, you know, we got a bunch of Broadway gang in the film, you know, because that's where the good actors are.
Yeah, great. Well, it's a very good film. Congratulations.
Thank you so
on
much.
It. And, you know, I hope it has even more success. What's next for you after this movie?
Sure. So I'm getting together my next film, which is called Atticus Brown Is Still Here. A teen bullying coming of age story.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm getting that together, and that's looking really good. And so we're hoping to film in the fall.
That's great.
Exciting. Yeah,
that's really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're that's just fabulous. I'm so happy for you, Harris.
Thank you.
That's really great. Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on.